It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Another nice day yesterday.
Yeah, it was. Really nice.
And?
We'll get a couple more out of this deal, I think.
A couple? A
couple, yeah. It sounds like we take a turn for a little cooler weather here at the end of the week.
I knew it couldn't last forever, I guess. Yeah. Kendall Warren's in with us here this morning as we get started. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. A tree top load match washer dryer sets all in good working condition. Still have that front load washer. Got some gas and electric clothes dryers. Three used built-in dishwashers. Got some microwave hood combination used. Make an offer and you own one of those. Use side-by-side refrigerators. Have two of those. Three smooth top electric ranges all in great condition. Got a portable air cleaner. Used direct vent 40-gallon gas water heater. Got two used front load washer dryer sets with pedestals. One set near new. Prices reduced. And a used 50,000 BTU gas, natural gas, space heater. Got lots of gas and electric water heaters. We deliver installed, haul the old heater away, and, of course, take care of the service after the sale. Water softeners by Luxury. It's an Iowa company. Lots of refrigerators by Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, KitchenAid, Frigidaire. Got over 70 new units in stock, so selections of models, colors, and prices is good. As usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator. The place, W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic, where we service the appliances we sell. Jim?
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. You know, one of the most enjoyable parts of fall for a lot of folks is fall itself, actually being able to get out and enjoy the colors of the season. We have some pretty spectacular places to view the colors changing during this fall season around the state of Iowa, many of them right here in our own part of the state. It's interesting how many times we hear people talk about wanting to go here or there or different places. I want to do up in New England somewhere, or even just go up in northeast Iowa somewhere, or different places, when there's so many good spots right close to home to be able to view some of the brilliant fall colors that you'll see. You know, during this long, hot, and dry summer that we experienced, I know some folks were concerned that, boy, what's that going to do to the fall color schemes that we usually enjoy? Will there even be any because of the way that the summer has gone? Well, if you've looked around a little bit here in the last few days, you've probably noticed, yes, there will be color change, and there is color change already. I was looking at some information from the Iowa DNR. I had to chuckle a little bit when they talked about the fall colors and the legends behind it and stuff and all the speculation and folklore that goes on with all the color changes that we see in the hardwood forest during the autumn season. They talk about one theory having to do with warm, sunny days and cool nights causing the color change. Another based on the changes in the length of the days as fall approaches. Everyone has their theory. Some folks say it's related to the soil acidity or a tree's location, if it's on a slope or what have you. Maybe related to frost or things like that. And, of course, then there's always the popular existence of wood elves. You're not buying that one?
No.
Yeah, they just make cookies.
Cuber elves, that's all I know.
They just make cookies, I guess, yeah. But, no, all of those things are true, they say, to a certain extent, except, of course, for the wood elves thing. Unless you, if you can go ahead and prove that to us, then, hey, more power to you.
Just like Sasquatch, they're out there.
They're out there somewhere. Like I said, they're just baking cookies. But trees have to be a lot. You know, some folks think that the reason that the leaves fall off is because they're dying. Well, that's not true either, because a tree that's killed during the growing season doesn't undergo any color change. The leaves just simply dry up. They don't even fall from the tree usually. So it's a process that trees go through every year as they go dormant again, and most perennial plants will do these types of things. But they have to be alive to undergo all of those changes. Now, you could go into all kinds of different scientific and, facts and knowledge and stuff about why they do and how they do and why they change the colors that they do, you know, depending upon the pigments and the acidity and all those different types of things. Trees tend to have their certain characteristics as to what colors they change. Certain trees will turn bright red, some will turn yellows and oranges and browns and different colors and things. But one of the things that tends to be relatively constant is about the times of the year that we usually see some of the changing happening. But I've noticed here this year it's not quite so common. It's not quite as consistent as it has been in past years. Typically, The northern portion, about the northern half of Iowa, you're going to see the tail end of September into the second week of October is the peak time to enjoy some of the leaf changing. And then the kind of the middle part of the state of Iowa, roughly around Highway 30 or so, down to around Interstate 80, you're looking the first through the third weeks of October for the change. And then when you get to the far, far southern tier of counties, you're looking at the second through the fourth weeks in October for the color change. You know, certain trees turn certain colors, as we mentioned, but you know, it's just, you have a good mix of trees, it makes for a great scene. But I was looking at the weekly report. They do put a fall color report up on the State Department of Natural Resources webpage, and I noticed that in almost all parts of the state, they're talking about early changes. So if you were making some sort of plans to maybe have a little family outing, take a weekend to go out and do some of those things. Actually, this weekend sounds like it might be a pretty good one because it's going to be a little bit earlier, it looks like, than in most places, in most years, in most places around the state. For example, you get up into northeast Iowa, and their spotter there said the weather the last week has been ideal for fall color development. Everything is changing, with the exception of some of the oaks. Up in northeast Iowa, they say there's still a lot of green outside, but most places have pretty good color already. And the forecast looks favorable this week for even more color development. And the foresters in that area believe that the oaks will start turning later this week or fairly shortly thereafter. So they're talking about the peak should be starting this weekend, October 6th, and continuing through the following weekend of October 13th. So actually probably just a slight bit earlier than normal. And you look at some other places around the state as well. In the central Iowa area, they're already saying that it's just beautiful outside as far as the color changes go. The golds from the green ash and the hickories are very vibrant. The reds from the red maple, the sumac, the burning bush are all spectacular. And the bright yellows abundant in the landscape already. Little change in the oaks so far, but some individual trees are starting to show the start of color. And there, too, they're talking about, looks like the peak will be a little earlier this year. It may start around this weekend, the weekend of October 6th, and continue through the week and then the following weekend of October 13th. And for the folks who like to do a little bit of viewing around this part of the state, perhaps in southwest Iowa, the spotters here are saying that in the last week there's been quite a bit of change. Lots of yellow and oranges are out showing vividly in the hickory and ash and some of the other early turning species, and some species are losing their leaves, too, because of the drought, so that's kind of putting a little bit of a damper on it. But the bur oaks are still green, and foresters here in southwest Iowa saying that the bur oak may start to show color in about a week or so, or it may just turn brown and defoliate because of the drought conditions we've had this year. Kind of depends. But they are, too, saying that here in southwest Iowa, it looks like the peak will be a little earlier this year, probably this coming weekend, the 6th and 7th of October into the next week. So, yeah, you start to look around at some of these, and it looks like it's going to be pretty much normal, I guess, in the northern part of the state since this is their time. But for the rest of us here, especially in the southern part of the state, looks like it might be a week or two early this year. So if you were making those plans, you might want to adjust them accordingly. Also up in northwest Iowa, another good area to check out some of those leaf-changing areas. In the past few days, they say there have been some pretty good color change. The Little Sioux River Valley through Cherokee, the ash trees all change rapidly to bright yellow. North and south of Cherokee, much less color change. They had a good frost, but not a killing frost last weekend. In most areas, the single ash trees or groups of them are changing, and some of the silver maples went from green straight to brown. And they figure that's probably due to the drought conditions this year, and the foresters predicting the peak week to be the second week in October if it remains dry and cool. So you start to look around at some of the different parts of the state and you see a few things that might be a little bit different, but for the most part it sounds like the peak for leaf watchers is coming up here very soon, here in the next few days, through about the next week to 10 days or so. In most places around the state of Iowa. So if you want to check that out, you can always go to the DNR's website at iowadnr.gov, and you can search around there in that site, and you can find a little bit more about some of the peak autumn colors here in Iowa. And they do put out a weekly fall color report as well. It's kind of getting to the key part now, so if you want to check that out, now would probably be the time to do that, and you can find out more specific information. Boy, you drive up through the Less Hills here in western Iowa. Yikes. Just looks like an ocean of color.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing how much there is out there. So hope you get a chance to enjoy some of that and some of those areas while it's still around, and hopefully we don't see too much of that just browning and going away due to the drought conditions. You just never know for sure what you're going to get from year to year. Kendall Warren would like to tell us more this morning about what's going on down at W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got washers and dryers, portable large and super capacity models in top load and front load. We offer Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, Speed Queen, and Estate. Got two models and stack units for those of you with limited space. Still have a closeout on one front load washer at a very, very attractive price. Freezers, chest and upright, sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot, and most of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Maytag, Kitchen, and LG, and Frigidaire. Freestanding models on display, full line of built-in cooking appliances, are available on special orders such as built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Stop and see us at W&S, the pot's on, and try to do it today, Jim.
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Well, one thing that we've had around here these days is some dry weather here recently, and that really does help to bring out the bright colors in some of those trees. So I hope you have some fun out searching and hunting for the perfect place to enjoy a little bit of nature here this fall season. Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.